You're listening to an Anazal Ministries podcast.
So, TJ, we've talked about Bane and his journey a little bit here, but like, in my opinion, one of the trilogy's strengths is showing how someone can fall to the dark side and continue deluding themselves into thinking that their way of belief is correct. Like, what can we learn from this, and how can we avoid falling into this trap in our own lives?
I think it's important to keep people around you to keep you on track. Because it is super easy to get convinced that what you're doing is the right thing to do. We see it all the time. Historically, it's extremely common. It's just human nature. It's like, what I'm doing is right. The only real way out of that, aside from just being the most self-aware person alive, is to have a support network that you can trust.
Yes. Having a group of people around you who can call you out and say, look, I know you're better than this. Like, it's so useful because we get lost sometimes in what we want and our way of thinking that we forget, oh, normal people don't do this or healthy people don't do this. So to have someone who's able to call you out, to have trusted friends be like, hey, like you said this or you did this and that's not like you, man. Like so incredibly useful. But also as well, I can't help but think of this quote from Kreia, actually, for my Knights of the Old Republic 2 fans. And that line is her talking to Atris, if I remember correctly. And she says, it is such a quiet thing to fall, but far more terrible is to admit it. And God, it hits me every time because there's so many times in my life when I can think I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing the right thing. And then when I've passed mile 50 and I look back and someone says, hey, what about this? And I go, oh, no, I was in this for myself. I was in this for personal glory and not for God. And I didn't realize it. And I thought I was doing the right thing. I had twisted things to make me sound like the good person. Like, where did we go from there?
Repent.
Mm.
Of course, correct.
There it is, people. That's right. I mean, we don't see, in that instance, Atris repenting. But we do see someone willing to call her out, even though Kreia is not perfect herself. And that's fine, because I love her. But that moment of, I have done these terrible things. I thought I was doing them for his glory. I was doing them for mine. Repent. Do better. Admit our failings. Because it's such a quiet thing to fall. It's such a quiet thing to give into temptation sometimes and think, oh, well, I'm just doing it because, well, if I lie to them, then they won't know. They won't feel bad or something like that. And then we just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And then finally, it's like, well, how can I trust anything you say? That's not helpful. That's it for that. We have one final question here for this special thing we're doing. We're still figuring things out. So let us know how we did if you're listening to this right now. So as I was reading the first book, I kind of came on this revelation. I don't know if I'm the first one to come up with this. So if not, then kudos to them. If I am, then kudos to me. Like in the midst of his journey, like I kind of got the sense that Bane had an almost like anti-Pauline moment in his life. In Path of Destruction, where he leaves to go to the Valley of the Sith Lords or whatever it's called, the Valley of the Sith. And instead of meeting them, like, you know, Jesus meeting Paul on the road to Damascus, he finds nothing. And from that nothing, he creates a new ideology without the help of others. Like, do you agree with my assessment of him, of Bane being like this anti-Paul figure who never had his road to Damascus moment?
Yeah, I guess. So you could say it's like anti-Paul, but I think it's just as much of his own road to Damascus as Paul's was. You know, he's searching for something. And when he realizes it's not there, it was never there, that's when he gets his, you know, come to Jesus moment. Jesus being the rule of two in this scenario. But yeah, I think like you could call it an anti-Paul moment, but just because the thing that caused his
conversion.
Man, I'm bad with words today. Epiphany.
Okay. Epiphany.
Was the lack of something instead of something.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I use that term anti-Pauline, in that obviously on the road to Damascus for Paul, Jesus himself literally comes down and speaks to him after blinding him. And that moment just changes Paul's life forever. He doesn't come to faith at that moment, but it started something. That eventually Ananias comes along the way and helps lead him to faith. But for Bane, it's this moment of nothing. And yet from that nothing, something is created. He has learned from prior lessons in his life something needs to be done here. The way we do things cannot work. It is not healthy for the Sith, if such a thing could be said possible. So I don't know. I haven't really like written a 5-page paper about this, but I just had that moment when I was reading. I'm like, I'm getting some Paul vibes here.
Yeah. Yeah. Paul and not Agenda Paul, like I thought.
Yes. Two very different people. Agenda Paul, of course, being two a Sith Lord, you can possibly, a Sith ghost, you can possibly redeem in KOTOR 1. But yeah, and then we have Biblical Paul. Two very different people.
Slightly
but
different.
But also the same in that they redeemed the Nian.
Yeah.
All right. So this is our first time doing this, guys, for this special feed. So I don't really have like a criteria for what I'm supposed to do, but I do want to thank you all for your contributions here, for enabling us to do other projects and to work on other things. That the money definitely helps us to support ourselves with websites and conventions and stuff like that. So thank you all for listening. So until next time, see ya.
This was an Anna's Isle Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anna's Isle Ministries podcast network.